Episode 141, 5 Google Chrome extensions that you may not have known about. Yeah, it's a well-known fact that Google Chrome extensions are an ingenious way of making your life smarter and quicker when you're trying to achieve results online. And today I'm going to share with you 5 of the tools that I use every day to enhance my productivity and social media management. But I also have one that will make you a little bit naughty in today's tool of the day.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. Hopefully that's you guys. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful, and this blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo-Boo, Coochie-Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something which is just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to the blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Today's tool of the day is a little bit cheeky. As I'm discussing Google Chrome's extensions, I thought I would share with you one that's just downright naughty, but incredibly funny. And if you're into office pranks, then you may want to try this one out. Download NCage, that's as in Nicolas Cage, so NCage extension, links are in the show notes, in today's show notes, onto your colleague's computer when he or she is out of the office. Once you've activated it, no matter where they are online, all images will be random pictures of Nicolas Cage. Even if they do a Google search for something like, I don't know, coffee or something like that, the search results will appear up as pictures of Nicolas Cage. Their profile on Facebook will be Nicolas Cage. Their profile on LinkedIn will be Nicolas Page. It's quite amusing watching their faces. They're trying to figure out what's happening with their computer. So have some fun with that. As I say, the links are in the show notes, and that's NCage. Please don't tell anybody you heard it from me.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
It's now time for the blog article, and today I'm going to share with you 5 of my top-rated Google Chrome extensions.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes, and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Do you know, I'm a big fan of making life easier, especially in this fast-paced world that we live in. If you're a Google Chrome user, then you've probably already experienced the various Chrome extensions, and I love productivity hacks, and if there are Chrome extensions that help me work faster and more efficiently, then I'm going to be doing a little dance on my new findings. Here are my top 5 business-related Google extensions, so this is no Nicolas Cage's anywhere in sight, these are serious ones.
Number one
is Hootlet. Hootlet is a social sharing tool for lazy people. We call this Hooting at Green and Bread head office, and it's the best invention if you're a Hootsuite user. If you discover interesting content on your favourite website, you might want to share it with your networks. What you have to do is simply click the little owl on the Google Chrome, and you can then post to multiple accounts such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn or Google+ at the touch of a button. You can also schedule that content for later or opt for the auto-schedule feature. I particularly like the way that it actually creates the content for you, whereas if you're using Hootsuite, you have to put it in yourself, you have to like type the title yourself, whereas Hootlet enables you to do it, just does it automatically. So you just click your little owl in Google Chrome, and that's it, it creates it for you. Just with the press of a button, you can send it out to your many network channels all in one go. In the show notes today, there is a quick video showing you how it all works, so check that one out, that's Hootlet. I just wanted to tell you, I also use Meet Edgar Chrome extension to add content to my buckets whilst I will go. If you're not sure what Meet Edgar is, then check out this link that's in the show notes and shows you why Meet Edgar is my secret sauce to social media management.
Number two.
Number two is one called Momentum. This is the personalised to-do list, which is at your fingertips. We have that one thing that we need to accomplish every day. If you've not read the book called The One Thing by Gary Keller, then I'd highly recommend it. Again, there's links to that in the show notes. Momentum is a Google Chrome extension that is extremely visual, and it showcases your one thing that you need to do every day. Every time you click on a new tab on Chrome to actually do something, it's there right in your face. With additional to the one thing, you can also add things like a to-do list, which is very visual. You can see whether you have daily inspirational images as well. It's like a different photo every single day. There are links that you can bookmark as well on this Momentum app, and it's just great. To see it in action, there's a video that I did a few months ago that I've just put in today's show notes as well, and you can have a bit of a nose on that one.
Number three
is Grammarly. You've heard me talk about this so many times. So Grammarly is a grammar and vocab testing software. If like me, you're the world's worst speller and you sometimes write there as in T-H-E-I-R instead of there, T-H-E-R-E, or it's without an apostrophe, then this is the tool for you. Grammarly is a ninja tool that I couldn't live without, whether I'm typing in WordPress or on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or anywhere online. Grammarly is right there sweeping up my mistakes behind me. It's so easy to use as well. All you have to do is hover over the word and change the spelling, but it also picks up vocab errors, such as using the same word too many times in one sentence, and it gives you a number of errors right at the bottom right hand corner. Again, I'll put a screenshot in the show notes for you. You can use Grammarly without Chrome and simply copy and paste your article into the software, so you don't have to have it as a Google Chrome extension. I use this side of it mainly for blogs, especially guest bloggers. It's important to make sure that you don't have duplicate content on your website. And if a guest blogger sends me an article, I always submit it into Grammarly, as it has the capacity to check for plagiarism. Plagiarism, can't say my words today. In the past, you know, I've had guest bloggers send me over an article, and when they've taken it from their own website, and then it pops up saying this article, Julia, has already been on this website, even though it is the original author. They have written it and it was unique content, but it was unique content for their website, not unique content for my website. Hopefully that makes sense. So check that one out. That's Grammarly.com.
Number four
is one called DoShare. I don't know if you've heard of that one, but DoShare is the Google Plus for Profiles scheduling tool. Did you know that you can't actually schedule any posts into Google Plus personal profiles without actually using this particular tool? Why Google haven't released the API for Google Plus profiles, but they have released it for Google Plus pages, is beyond me. Yes, you can use Hootsuite and TweetDeck and many other social scheduling tools to post into Google Plus pages, but you just can't do this yet for personal profiles, and it's damn annoying. Enter the Google Chrome extension called DoShare, so you'd have to Google that one. This does the job, but yeah, it's still not brilliant. You can schedule all your content into DoShare for Google Plus personal pages, but you also have to leave your browser open all the time for it to actually schedule out at the time. So, you know, if you're scheduling things for 10 o'clock at night but you're in bed by 9, then you still need to leave your computer on for DoShare to do its job. But it's the only scheduling tool out there, and it's one that I do use. So check that one out, and say links in the show notes.
Number 5.
All right, my last one, number 5 before I'm all talked out, is one called Stay Focused. It's a fantastic antisocial tool that keeps you focused and productive. I love this tool. If you find you're easily distracted by social media sites, then this is a real must. Perhaps you have an addiction to Facebook, I know I do, or Amazon or eBay, then you really should be focused on that cash flow forecast or that blog that you have to write. Then this tool is a bit of a lifesaver. Simply go to the site that you want to be tempted by, or that you don't want to be tempted by, I should say, and click the little Stay Focused icon in your Google Chrome extensions. If you try and cancel it, then a pop-up says, and I've done this a few times, it says, if you cancel now, then the cat gets an electric shock. And then if you do cancel, you get this big meow sign. It's really quite funny, but it does make you sit and think, well, should I really be cancelling this? You know, the object of me putting this on is a block so that I can't go onto Facebook or I can't go onto eBay. They have one area I particularly like. It's called the nuclear option, and this means that you can block a load of sites for an amount of time. So I might have, you know, Facebook, Freshbooks, Hootsuite, MeetEdgar, a load of different sites, you know, LinkedIn, Pinterest, doesn't have to be social media sites, anything that you're addicted to on, you want to stay focused on that cash flow forecast or that blog that you're writing. And you can block it using the nuclear option for a whole hour or 2 hours, however long you want to be out online for. Yeah, if you find it difficult and you do get distracted easily, this is a really good tool. Okay, that's the serious Google Chrome extensions over that I use every single day. I say, you know, there is that funny one that we do use on odd occasions for Nicolas Cage. But anyway, I hope you found some value in what I've said today.
Thank you for listening.
I just want to let you know about a series of webinars that I've launched and which may be of interest to you. I'm going to mention one each week, but the first one I'm going to mention this week is one called LinkedIn for Business. Learn what you need to make your profile stand out from the crowd, along with a free ebook that I've got, which is 15 LinkedIn Sales Strategies. You can check that out on all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/, and it's LinkedIn webinar, but I've spelt LinkedIn LKND, LKND webinar, all one word. So green-umbrella.biz/LKND webinar. Anyway, to read today's article, and we'll talk now, out now, or find the links to all the Google Chrome extensions that I've mentioned in today's podcast, please go to all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/141. Yes, we're on episode 141.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it. I'm all talked out now. I'm going to say goodbye. Take care. I'll see you next time. See you now. Bye-bye. Ta-da!